Let me give the floor to Dr. Emiliano Manerba, who graduated from the University of Naples, L'Orientale. He's currently working at his PhD research, Comparative Historical Analysis of Swahili and Wolof Metrical Systems. Besides Swahili and Wolof prosodies and classical literatures, one of his other research interests is modern Swahili literature, particularly theatre. Wolof is a West African language spoken by more than 5 million people, the large majority of whom live in Senegal. It is increasingly spreading in Gambia and Mauritania, where the number of speakers is currently about 18,000. A member of the Atlantic subgroup of the Niger-Congo language family, the largest in Africa, Wolof is closely related to Bular and Serer. Besides these two languages, it has long lived together with other linguistic realities, historically present in the Malian and Senegambian areas. The history of Wolof, currently the most widely spoken African language in Senegal, can be read on the one hand in terms of its coexistence with the other languages of the region, and on the other in its relationship with Islam. The first witnesses of this language date back to the empire of Jolof, born in the 14th century. Among the five kingdoms that composed the empire, four, Jolof, Wolo, Baol and Kayor, were inhabited by Wolof speakers. This division is partially reproduced in the Wolof dialects, Baol, Kayor, Jolof, but also Lebu and Jander. In the Wolof Empire, Islam was practiced exclusively by the Boer, emperor, and the aristocracy. Islam was already long established in other parts of West Africa, despite being limited to the nobility in the states that had developed in this area. A change of perspective took place between the 18th and the 19th century, when new movements of religious renewal gained strength in all the region, very often thanks to the action of Sufi brotherhoods such as the Qadiriyya and Tiganiyya, which flourished rapidly in this zone. The rise of Wolof is due in particular to the influence of a third brotherhood, the Muridiyya, born at the end of the 19th century, thanks to the work of Amadou Bamba. A peculiarity of the Muridiyya was their use of Wolof instead of Arabic in communication. Although Bamba himself wrote all his literary works in Arabic, he encouraged his first disciples to present the precepts of their brotherhood in Wolof poems. Wolof literature witnesses the huge variety of historical context related to this language. It originated as oral literature. There are songs traditionally performed on specific occasions. The relation between music and ritual is seen in non-Islamic ceremonies, invocations for rains and rites of passage, as well as in Islamic contexts, Islamic New Year. In addition, certain chants are heard on non-traditional occasions, such as chants in praise of the lamb fighters. Lamb is a traditional martial art in the Wolof world, and also children's songs. The traditional literature includes prose genres, above all tales. Theatrical art also has its place in Wolof literature. The contact with Arabic and Western literatures has introduced several other genres into the Wolof world. One non-traditional poetic genre, even if strictly related to the Islamic context, is Wolofal. Composed in Wolof and written in Arabic characters, more specifically in an adaptation of the Arabic script. This is also called Wolofal. Although Wolofal poetry was written even in the earliest phases of its development, it has never lost its connection with orality. These compositions are intended to be performed in the presence of an audience rather than being read, and their execution needs a high level of mastery. I guess that the main difference between this genre and traditional songs lies not in the medium of transmission, but in the creative possibilities of the poet. The Wolofal composer, Usman Lu, in an interview I conducted with him in Dakar on the 17th of September 2019, explained that whereas traditional songs have their raison d'être in their content and the occasion of their performance, in Wolofal, the poet can freely choose the content, since everything can be the topic of a poem if it is expressed respecting the metrical forms. It is interesting that this is the point of view expressed by Lu, who is an extremely innovative poet. Not only in his thoughts, his poetry is not at all religious, but also on the stylistic side, he introduced many variations in the Arabic meters employed in Wolofal. Nowadays, Wolofal is undoubtedly one of the most interesting literary phenomena in Senegal. Other genres recently introduced in Wolof literature, but not Senegalese literature as a whole, since the literary production in French in this country has been really vast, are the novel, Western theatrical genres, and free verse poetry.